you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you about our guest. Doug Matzke is a prolific scientist, researcher, presenter in his areas of expertise about the limits of computation, hyperdimensional mathematics, neurocomputing, quantum computing, intelligence, metaphysics. And during his 45-year-plus career, he was the chairperson of the two PsychComs 92-94 workshops, contributed to 15 disclosed patents, and 8 were granted, has published more than 50 papers and presentations, earned a PhD in quantum computing. Doug has adopted the moniker of Quantum Doug because he combines these deep reality subjects as the source science beneath his quantum mind-based model of humanity. Fascinating, Doug. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot, George.
How, as a scientist, have you combined your interest in metaphysics? How did that happen?
Well, most people, I think even like you, have some kind of experience early in their life. I didn't really have experience like that, but I did have where I was reading Psychic Discovery Behind the Iron Curtains back when I was in college. And I go, well, if that's true, then something's different here, that we need to figure that out.
And when you did, you opened up the door to a lot of different things, didn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why I finally had to write the book, deeprealitybook.com, because otherwise I couldn't just talk about it very, in elevator speech doesn't give it to you. So,
do most scientists agree with you that there is a blend here, or are they stand pat that it's science, science, science?
Well, the big difference here is I came up with the term source science because it's, if you start looking at science, you know, what does science allow you to do? And some scientists say, well, paranormal is outside of science, so we ignore that, right? And you would call them critics, or you can traditionalists, however you want to call them. But as soon as you start looking into quantum computing and quantum mind ideas, then all of a sudden you realize, hey, there's, classical physics isn't bound, but we're not bound by classical physics. It's a quantum universe out there, And so even Feynman said that, get used to it, damn it. It's a quantum universe. It's not classical.
You've looked at things like metaphysics, psychic experiences. Do you think they're real?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've gone to many sessions where, I trained on different modalities of healing and neuro-linguistic programming, which has a lot of overlap between these areas, and went to the Monroe Institute. And, when you go to the Monroe Institute, and like I did, and I started talking to four-leaf clovers, I'm going, well, that can't be explained using just traditional science.
Was Robert Monroe alive when you went out there, or had he already passed?
Yeah, he was there, and he's a hoot.
He was a hoot. He really was.
He was funny.
I mean, this guy could astral project anytime he wanted. He was amazing, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. A lot of people who go out there hope to be able to astral project, but even if you don't, getting in touch with your inner self, that's really important. So.
Did these visits and the research you did convince you of things that you were on the fence for, or did you always feel that these were real?
I always felt that there were a whole bunch of scientists, like the dean of engineering, Robert John, at Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Labs. You know, he was working on this stuff since the 80s, and he was sort of like a hero of mine, just like Robert Monroe was an engineer also, and he was a hero of mine. And so I met these guys, and they're, you know, they basically convinced me scientists can do this. So what's holding us up from studying it more? And a lot of it is, you know, misconceptions, poor language describing what's going on. That's what I tried to do in the book, is really explain, define the terms in a way that it wasn't just weird stuff. You know, it was actually science, and that was the purpose of the book.
Is this God-given, these abilities we have?
I would say that these, you know, I joke about it, but it's probably true. And there's a talk I gave out on my website out there. It says, "Does God need information theory?" You know, and so I think if you say God is all powerful and all knowing, which of those two are more important? And I say, well, an all knowing God would know how to be all powerful, right? And so it's not a God isn't a battery. He's more like an intelligence, right? And so if that's the case, then we're a little bit of God, each of us, and you could call that our spirit, our soul, whatever you want to call that, right? But, you know, we're a little piece of a bigger God that includes everybody, you know. And so that's sort of a tongue-in-cheek way of looking at it.
Doug, tell me about this moniker, Quantum Doug, and exactly explain quantum computing for us, too.
Yeah, I will. The Quantum Doug was because my last name, you know, some people go, how do you say that? How do you spell that? So I made it easy for people to say, find me, just at Quantum Doug, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But quantum really is, you know, people have been talking about quantum for a long time, over 100 years now, and it was even before that, but it really took off when they realized, oh, quantum is a different way of looking at physics, you know. And so, and it's about the very small. And so when you start getting down to the very small and you start looking at individual quantum states, and even Einstein, who wasn't really a quantum guy, he contributed a lot to quantum. He was more known for his relativity. But he worked a lot on quantum, too. So there's all these famous people who worked on quantum theory because that's how the universe is actually constructed. When it gets you very small, the rules are completely different. And the best way for most people to look at those quantum states is using mathematics. And so that's where my PhD was in, is using mathematics to describe quantum theory in a slightly different way than they've done before, and that gave me a lot of insight in how to do this.
How do we explain things like remote viewing and precognition and all these incredible abilities that people have, and they do have it, but how do we explain how they have it?
Yeah, really, that's if you try to look at all of those abilities from a traditional perspective, like electromagnetics or energy or any of those concepts, right, then it's impossible, right? And that's the critic's perspective, is that, well, it's impossible, so it must not exist. This must be all fate. But if you look at it from a quantum perspective, you go, well, there is a mechanism in quantum mechanics to allow non-local information. And the question is, does mind tap into that? You know, and the tongue-in-cheek part of that, of course, is some people says, well, if you're tying metaphysics and quantum together, by definition, you're a weirdo, you know, you're a wacko. But I don't believe that. I believe that once you really look into the deep reality of quantum mechanics and the mathematics behind it, it can support these ideas because they're information-based, not energy-based. And they're not in space-time, they're outside space-time. And that's the power of quantum mechanics and what's the tens of billions of dollars that are being spent every year now on quantum mechanics around quantum computing around the world. They can't all be wrong to say that quantum mechanics isn't powerful, right?
Do you believe, Doug, that mind and brain are separate or equal?
Well, they work hand in hand. And, you know, the best thing to think about the mind is people say, I mean, if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, right, you say, okay, people see auras. Okay, is that the mind or is that the soul? You know, what is that, right? But you think of that aura as this little halo of light, right? Well, you know, if you're looking at that halo of light from a three-dimensional perspective, it's like looking at a black hole, in the sense that the black hole is actually really hyperdimensional, but we're only seeing its surface area. So when we're looking at an aura, we're actually seeing just the surface area of something that's actually hyperdimensional light, okay? And it's hard to even, most people, to get their head around that, wrap their head around that, right? So I believe that the mind is really separate, and it's this hyperdimensional, auric-like mass that supports bits, and that's what the mind is made out of. In fact, all of physics is made out of that. And that it interacts with the brain. And you go, well, then what's the role of the brain? Well, it's because that role of the mind and the brain is an antenna that turns a hyperdimensional space into a three-dimensional space. So it has the perfect architecture for that because it has this distributed network around there. That supports this turning hyperdimensional space into a three-dimensional space. And I could go on probably half an hour just on that subject alone, so I'll stop there.
Well, you're on for 2 hours. That's all right.
We may get back to that.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you very spiritual? And the reason I'm asking you that is it's a setup for another question.
I would say I'm spiritual, and I hang out with people who are remote viewers. And, you know, some of my family members are have astral projection and out-of-body experiences and lucid dreams. And I hang out with those people because I find those people are much more interesting than people who don't believe in those.
That's true. That's true. So I assume you believe in life after death.
Well, you know, once you start looking at the math for all of this, you go, okay, it's not in the brain. Where is it? And you can say, and when is it, you know? And so once you realize, okay, it's probably not in the brain, there must be some representation that keeps your mind or your soul or whatever you want to call it, the memories of who you are, intact after the brain isn't there anymore, because the brain is just an antenna, just like a TV. Those little people aren't in the TV. They're coming from somewhere else, right? So I think the mind really is eternal, and it's because it lives in a representation of bits, of information, of thoughts, of memory, of knowing, of meaning, that comes not in the brain, but from this hyperdimensional space that has these properties to give all of these properties that we need, that we would call intelligence, right?
And when you look at everything, Doug, and put it all in perspective, you've got to come to the conclusion that there's some kind of intelligent design behind all of this, can't you? Don't you?
Well, the universe itself is intelligent because it's, you know, it's a collection of all these hyperdimensional bits, you know.
Yeah.
We think of the universe as being big, but imagine that the universe is really, you know, some people talk about this as a simulation, but the universe is big, but it's so big that there's a simulator underneath it that's running the universe. How big is that? And how many bits worth is that? Okay. Another physicist is trying to talk about that bits are another fifth state of matter. Well, I wouldn't go necessarily that strong, but I would say that bits are the underpinnings of the entire physical universe. So it belongs with Feynman says, you know, and that, and sort of the math I did for my PhD and follow-on work and talk about it in the book, it says that this math is bits. You can start with bits and get qubits and quantum computing, and you can get the standard model. And so if you can evolve the entire physical universe and its structure out of bits, including matter, energy, and space and time, then all of a sudden now this is how you bootstrap the universe from a simulation.
Would you call metaphysics paranormal?
Yeah, calling it paranormal makes it sound weird. I would say it's just normal.
It probably
it really
is just
are.
Normal.
Like Feynman says, you know, the universe isn't classical, damn it, it's quantum mechanical. And I would say, well, our mind is quantum mechanical also. It's why would we, I would say we wouldn't exist as humans if we didn't have quantum mind because of Darwin's theory. In other words, we survived because our quantum mind is much more powerful than our classical brain would be. And we are look outside of time. So we know a little bit ahead of time when that tiger is going to pounce. That you couldn't do if you had a classical brain.
That's true. You have a term that you call source science. What is that?
Yeah, it's my label to try to get away from the gobbledygook language that represents the current paranormal industry, you know, and try to say, look, it's real science. It's the source of everything that we know. So it's like a meta theory, you know, it's like a grand unified theory, but it's the source of everything we know, including quantum mechanics, and it's all just bits down there, right? And a bit that has certain mathematical representation that they use that can bootstrap all this stuff, right? And so trying to use the term source science, but it's also probably the source of the mind, too. And so that I call it source science because it's a source of everything, mind and matter. And why wouldn't mind and matter all use the most powerful quantum, you know, simulation infrastructure that's possible out there, big enough to simulate the entire universe and black holes and probably even the Big Bang and all of that.
Well, with Dr. Doug Metzke, as we are talking about, I guess if we had to label the subject matter you're talking about, what would you call it?
Well, I like the term source science, but I also call it like proto-physics, right, and bit physics.
But it really dabbles with the unusual, doesn't it?
Oh, there's a big intersection between the physics and this phenomena that you can't explain using classical physics, right? It's not electromagnetic, because electromagnetic is local only, right? So if any time you have any non-local phenomena, right, like remote viewing, you mentioned that, or even precognition, one is remote in space and the other one is remote in time. Well, there's a lot of research I talk about in the book. There's a lot of research about showing all these different ways that we can look at precognitive kinds of things. And it's even some labels are called retrocausation, and presentience. There's all these terminology for things that are outside of time phenomena that are talked about in metaphysics areas. So.
Doug, have you ever experienced deja vu personally?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we all have, and it is a strange feeling, somewhat enlightening, but it's definitely weird. How do you explain it?
Well, imagine that you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you have the feeling that there's a cop up there, you know, and then you know
there's a cop up there,
and then you get there and there's a cop up there, right?
That's right.
And so. How do you know that? Well, it turns out the startle that you get, which is called the presentience, the startle that you get there, is from your own mind talking to your future version of your mind, right? Because your mind isn't at one point in time. It's not like a film, you know, like a one image on a film, right? It's just one split second like that. No, your mind is spread through time because it's quantum mechanics. So your mind is actually spread through time, and that's what these presentience experiments prove, that you can actually know something slightly ahead of the future. And some people are better at that and have a better sense of the future than I do, you know, than the other people do. And so, you know, deja vu is where either you've had a dream like this and you remember it, or you're actually looking into your own future and thinking, oh, I kind of know that, and now it's happening, you know.
What if it's a parallel universe thing where the Doug Matsky who experiences deja vu in that universe is having a similar feeling in this universe, and they kind of overlap?
I've heard stories from people who have had, you know, sort of metaphysical experiences where one day on the turnabout that they're going around in, you know, to go to work, there's a giant tree there, and another day there isn't a dry tree there, and then the following day the tree is back again, you know. And so I can't discount that there aren't parallel universes, but I do know when I've talked to psychics who are pretty telepathic, and they can see auras and they can kind of see what you're thinking. They look at it as all probability simultaneously, and they can like dissect, almost like dissecting a quantum computation to say, oh, there's probabilities there in this, you know, that this person has all these probabilities that they're going to do about decisions they're going to make. And they can see that balance, right? And if you can change it just a little bit, it comes to a different conclusion. That's exactly like quantum computing. So I would think it's more like probabilities than it is multiverses, you know, parallel universes. But who am I to say, you know, because it's hard to even talk about that, not to mention to do research on that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.